Skipping school is not a crime in Washington state, but it can land a student behind bars. In fact, juvenile courts in Washington lead the nation in locking up minors for truancy and other non-criminal offenses, and one county leads the state, Grays Harbor on the Washington coast. Correspondent Austin Jenkins introduces us to a judge who believes juvenile detention is sometimes the best thing for a truant kid.
It's 8:30 on a Tuesday morning at Grays Harbor Truancy Court.
All right, please.
There are 17 kids on the docket. First up, a pair of brothers. They're in trouble for not complying with a school district-based drug treatment program. Both teens stand before Judge David Edwards and admit to ongoing marijuana use.
They both need to get clean and sober, so I'm going to keep them here for a few days.
By here, he means juvenile detention. One of the brothers starts to cry.
Don't cry. There's nothing to cry about.
The brothers say a brief goodbye to their mother, who's also crying, and then they're led away and placed in handcuffs as the next youth on the docket is called. Judge Edwards sends one more teen straight to juvenile detention for skipping school. Three other kids get stern warnings that next time they will get locked up. One of them is a middle schooler suspended for disrespecting his teacher.
If you're back here again and I get a report that you're being disrespectful to teachers or staff, dropping F-bombs on people, you won't go home.
Truancy court is for students who have 7 unexcused absences in a month or 10 in a year. Washington law requires school districts to file a petition with juvenile court when that happens. Once a petition is open, the student reports to court, sometimes weekly. Any additional unexcused absences or other violations of court orders can result in contempt charges, and contempt can lead to detention. Judge David Edwards.
Detention is an important tool in making some of these kids understand that they are, in fact, responsible for their behavior.
Grays Harbor's juvenile detention facility is a low-slung building on the banks of the Chehalis River. Greg Reinvan leads me on a tour.
We have 32 beds plus a padded cell.
He's the county's juvenile court administrator.
This is just one of our detention rooms.
It's a cinder block cell with a single bed and a metal toilet with sink attached. Next, Reinvan takes me to a windowless classroom where we meet Linda Hayes.
I'm a teacher at the detention school through the Aberdeen School District.
Most of the truant kids who show up here are high school age. Some are in middle school. Once in a while, an elementary student is locked up. Hayes says it happened recently.
We got a little boy who was not going to school at all.
He was 11 years old.
Do I want to see an 11-year-old here? Of course not.
But Hayes believes detention helped turn things around. She says he's now out and doing much better.
There's a little boy that wasn't going to school at all that is now attending with a lot of supports.
But using detention to get there alarms State Senator Jeannie Darnielle.
Oh, that's unconscionable. It's just really unconscionable.
She's a Democrat who wants to ban juvenile detention for truants.
While skipping school may be an indicator that a child may be having problems, incarcerating them is not the answer.
In Grays Harbor County, Judge Edwards opposes an outright ban on detention.
I think that would take away important options for us.
He believes even just the threat of detention can change behavior.
Good morning.
Just that morning, a teen mom had come before him for a regular check-in about getting to school.
You were here 2 weeks ago, and I told you that you needed to have perfect attendance, or you weren't going home. And you had perfect attendance.
For that, Judge Edwards rewards her. He sets her next court date out 4 weeks instead of 2. He assigns her to work with her school counselor on a plan to graduate from high school. Then it's on to the next kid on the truancy docket. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.